international students have always been an important part of internationalization strategies in higher education. But the assumption was that international students would be here as temporary sojourners and would return home to their country of origins following the period of their studies. But what's changed recently is that many countries with skilled labor shortages are looking to recruit skilled and talented knowledge workers. And who better to recruit than international students who are highly educated people, particularly graduate students. So with opening doors of possible immigration, many students are looking to Canada as longer-term destinations for permanent immigration or for gaining work experience before they go home. So we've seen a lot of changes in not only the motives for coming to Canada, but we've also seen big changes in numbers. As part of a large-scale report that was commissioned by the Department of Trade at the federal level, there's been a lot of attention paid to how international students now fit into our economic future as part of a longer-term immigration strategy.
Because we know that Canada has a deficit when it comes to population, that we do need immigrants in Canada.
That's right. So where we see connections here is between different ministries and the importance of looking at what is the role of international students. So as a result, Canada is now looking to increase the number of international students by twofold within the next decade. So that's an important part of internationalization strategies throughout higher education in Canada. But we're also seeing larger numbers of students coming in at the high school level. As parents are very interested in providing international education opportunities to their students, they may come only for a term certain period of time in grades 7, 8, or 9. Or right through till grades 11 and 12, but many families are planning to have their children begin studies at the high school level with the intent of following through post-secondary education and a pathway to immigration in Canada.
And so they would intend to stay then in Canada or move to another country with the international education, because something you said earlier was interesting to me, and that was that they might not necessarily, once they gain their education, stay in Canada. They might move to another country other than their own. Is that a common pattern as well?
Well, we see three trends happening in terms of the post-graduation trends with international students. By far, the majority of students return to their home countries, although Canada has one of the highest stay rates. What I mean by a stay rate is changing immigration status post-education time. So that tells us that we have a large number of students who are staying in Canada to obtain work experience prior to going home, or with the intent of staying, or we have a new term that we're looking at, and that would be a global career, where some students may go on to further education in other countries or take their international experience and work in another country other than their home country or Canada. Frankly, we have greater mobility between countries for workers, and it's quite possible for people to have a career based on working between different countries.
Now, how difficult is it for an international student who, once they finish their studies and decide they want to stay in Canada, how difficult for them is that to accomplish?
We've had major changes to Canada's immigration policies that have encouraged international students to look at Canada as an immigration destination. So as part of the Canadian Experience class, international students are now able to stay in Canada and apply for visas to stay and work in Canada up to 3 years post-graduation. That's very different than earlier policy, where they could not work at all. Then it shifted, they could work on campus or they could stay for a very limited time. But the intent was they would go home. Recent immigration policy is such that we're encouraging international students to take not only their experience they've obtained while they've been students, but to try to gain employment experience that will give them more of an edge, more points towards permanent immigration.
Now, can you talk a little bit about your SHRC study and what you'll be doing with that?
Okay, so the primary research that I'm involved in right now is a five-year SHRC-funded study that looks at the transition experience of international students from university to employment.
So exactly what we're talking about.
So this study was created because I think it's one thing to have policy initiatives that change, that are focused on supporting international students for employment, but we need to hear their stories. So in partnership with Dr. Jose Domine from University of New Brunswick and Dr. Natalie Papaduk from the University of Victoria, we're planning on following a cohort of international students for 3 years. We'll interview them in the last year of their time at university and follow them through for 2 years post-graduation. And we chose that period of time because that's a key time for their transition into the labor market.
And will these students come from, are they coming from across Canada? Are they coming from the specific location where the researchers are located, locations?
Well, we'll have three cohorts for this study based from each of the universities where the researchers are located. Where they go post-graduation could be any place in
sure.
Canada.
I ask that question because I wonder if the experiences in each of the three locations will actually be different.
Well, that's why I was very interested in having partners for this research, because we have different labor market influences across Canada. Their educational experiences may vary at different universities, and there's also variation in the international population that seeks education in the three universities.
What do you hope you'll be able to discover through this research that might help these students understand better their circumstances?
Well, I think it would be very helpful to have accounts of international students' transition experience into the workforce and to see how they manage their plans for longer term immigration, because that can be very helpful for international students who are starting that journey. It's important information. We can help to understand not only some of the barriers, but how international students have been successful. So the focus of this project is to try and understand the factors and influences that lead to student success post-graduation. We're also planning to look at how career services how career services at universities are organizing their services to support international students in that transition. We're also planning to interview a sample of employers who have hired international students to find out from their perspectives, what's gone well and how they have supported integration into the workplace.